Morning Show here, April 14th edition. Easter week going on this week. Kind of goes between partly cloudy and cloudy. You were at 41 degrees. Time to kick off my week with Katie Rauber in from the chamber. Good morning.
Morning.
Always a great way to start a Monday.
Yeah, it's a great way.
Absolutely. And last week, super busy.
Super.
This week, a little lighter.
It is a little lighter.
But you were saying the cantata went really good over at St. John's.
Beautiful.
So great way to start the Easter week.
It really was. Great way to kick it off. Yeah. Good. It was beautiful. Everyone sung their little hearts out. People came in droves to the church to listen. It was wonderful.
Good.
It really was.
Can't wait till. And it's so great that we can do that.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
And have that option.
Yeah.
So what's going on this week? What's happening? You said
week,
it's kind of light. It's Easter week.
It is a little lighter week because we do have a big holiday coming up, and people are gearing up for that. Monday, Spring Floral Workshop over at Three Rivers Decorating, 6 to 8 p.m. It's $50, but I heard that it might be sold out.
Really?
So
you might want to call over and check
with
them.
Give them a call, 701-642-8454 or Belinda at threeriverswapiton.com.
Okay.
But I think they posted it was. However, that's wonderful for them.
That is good.
It's fantastic.
I always love hearing that.
On Tuesday, there is the spring music concerts. NDSCS Performing Arts has their spring concert. It's 7:30 to 9:30 over at the Cultural Center. So if you want to hear some more music, local talent, they have their spring concert. On Thursday, fry bread tacos with Circle of Nations.
Oh,
who doesn't love
back.
These?
It's back.
Love
it's back.
These. This is the last chance, though, before next school year, I think.
Okay.
It's at the St. John's parking lot this time, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's $10 for the biggest tacos you've ever seen.
And I will go on record as saying that is the best fry bread in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's so good.
So good.
So good. Proceeds go to the 8th grade continuation powwow. And I don't know, have you ever been to one of their powwows?
Oh, yeah.
It is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, folks,
these
if you haven't
eighth graders
been. Yeah.
And the little ones, too. Oh, it's wonderful entertainment.
I always get really emotional.
It's a spiritual movement for them.
Right.
And, it's fantastic.
It is.
And I can't wait. I think it's in May.
Okay.
It's usually when they do it. Last year, it was such a beautiful day when we went, and we took some great pictures, and such a great cause.
And if you support the fry bread tacos, that's what it's going to. So
exactly.
It's all good. I love it.
It's fantastic. So do that on Thursday, fry bread. And then it's also on Thursday, the craft day over at the Breck Family Community Center. From 1 to 5:30 p.m., there's yarn weaving, free make and take crafts, free cider and hot cocoa, and concessions available for purchase. Speaking of family, Breck Family Community Center, the cantata that we did this last weekend,
That's right.
The proceeds are going to go to the community center, and we don't have numbers or anything like that, but this is just a great way to keep these donations. We keep these, like the concessions, food, inexpensive for the kids to purchase.
I always say it doesn't run on just good intentions.
No, it doesn't.
It takes a
little
cash.
You know, these little donations make sure that the kids have a safe place to go to play, to learn. And then, you know, if they want to buy their little snacks to go along with all of those activities, the skating rink and the sledding hill and anything that they can do, skate park over there.
They do so much good stuff.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, it's a great cause, and so these are the things these craft days that are happening on Thursday. This is how that happens.
They have a good time with
them. Yeah, they do. So, and that's what I have. Then coming up is Easter. We got Good Friday on Friday, and then Easter holiday. So it's a big weekend with nothing on the calendars other than Easter stuff.
I know, but pretty quick we're going to be talking Chalk Fest.
Chalkfest.
One of my favorite subjects with
so
the chamber.
The chamber is really busy behind the scenes planning these events. We have Summer Wine Walk coming up in June.
That's right.
And then we also have Chalkfest coming up in July. And they are almost back to back. So it's busy. But there's a lot of planning that goes into putting on those back to back events. And so we have lots of things going on, lots of planning in place, and we're getting a good jump start. So we're excited
to
spill more beans.
Well, we're going to be talking a lot.
I love it. Yeah.
One thing that didn't make the list, it's National Puffin Day going on today.
Like the penguin looking thing?
Yeah, like the bird looking thing. National Puffin Day.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, yeah, I didn't either until I got to work this morning. I went, what's going on in the world? So if you see a puffin or you keep one as a pet.
Right. Oh, I don't
celebrate. No, I don't. I don't know.
I might watch a video.
Yeah, we're getting on a weird off ramp.
Okay. Get back on track.
But yeah, good stuff going on this week, Katie. Always great to have you in here.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
And we will talk next Monday.
You bet.
You will be in next Monday.
Yes, I think I will.
Okay,
yes.
Sounds good. It's 9:12 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Wake up and just feel good with this guy.
Well, I'm doing so good because I'm listening to your station.
Springtime in the Southern Valley with Bill Dablo. Mornings from 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.